It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We examine legislative issues involving the state agency that oversees environmental regulations and natural resources, and a lawmaker's view on the authority of the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources. You can be part of this discussion. Call in with a question. Add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff Mersaw is a Republican state representative from Crivitz, representing communities in the northeastern corner of the state, chair of the Assembly's Committee on Forestry, Parks, and Outdoor Recreation. Representative Mersaw, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
First, let's get your reaction to Department of Natural Resources Secretary-designee Adam Payne resigning after less than a year on the job. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, thoughts are, you know, I thought we had a great secretary in Secretary Payne. It just, but, you know, the thing is, I think some of his comments were he was leaving for family reasons to spend more time with some of his family members. And I guess I can't blame a person for that, because that's family is most important. And he had a great insight on a lot of different issues that we were working on, and worked with him with PFAS and things like that. And I'm sorry to see him leave, and I'm anxious to see who our next secretary is going to be.
You say he had great insights on these pressing environmental issues. What credentials to you are most important for the secretary to have?
I think one of the most important, seeing he's dealing with a lot of, hunting and wildlife and things like that, is somebody that is active in the outdoor sport. It's important that they understand what goes on in the hunting world and the outdoor world, as well as being able to take and, deal with the issues that, we have our PFAS issue. And it's a big deal up here, because we have probably some of the worst spots in the nation. So they have to be kind of well-versed on a lot of outdoor activities.
We're going to get to toxic chemicals, PFAS, in just a moment. But Payne oversaw the DNR throughout negotiations over the two-year state budget. How well did Adam Payne advocate for the DNR's needs?
I think he did very well. And I think the DNR ended up getting a number of things in the budget that were important to them. And, something that I want to say that he did a very good job at what he was doing, and did a very good job at letting us know what was important to the DNR as we went through the budget process.
Well, let's turn to PFAS now. You're the lead author of a proposal in the Assembly that would direct how the state spends $125 million to address toxic PFAS chemicals. How are you urging this money to be used to improve water quality?
You know, the whole thing that I see in the bill is helping the people that have a problem with their wells, and getting them the dollars that they need to test their wells, and getting the grants that they need to either drill a new well or put a filtration system on them. And it just, you know, that is what is important to me. And that is, I believe, what is important in the bill. And I know there's some issues with environmental groups, and there's issues with some of the Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce. They're in some lawsuits and are interested in working with something that would kind of define some of those issues that they have. But the most important thing for me is the bill is not dealing with some of those outside issues. It's dealing with taking and allowing the people to help start cleaning up their water.
I want to hear some sentiment. This week, Attorney General Josh Call appeared on our program and raised concerns with the proposal.
The DNR's ability to remedy PFAS contamination is going to be limited. That's bad, because it makes it harder to clean up PFAS contamination. But also, the companies that made huge amounts of money by producing and marketing PFAS, that's who should be paying to clean this up. Limiting their liability means shifting that responsibility onto the taxpayers. And that is the last thing I want to see, is taxpayers being required to foot the bill for PFAS contaminations.
Representative Mersaw, what do you think of the Attorney General's concerns?
And, you know, I don't disagree with the Attorney General. You know, you're correct, or he is correct. that, you know, the company that's are responsible are should be held accountable for what they did and the contamination that they made. But as we've seen in other states, with 3M over in Minnesota, I mean, it took years in court to take and get those court cases through to where there was settlements made, you know, on the contamination that was done there. So, you know, at this time, the state is spending the money, but in long term, after lawsuits, and I know that the state has a number of lawsuits out that were addressing some of the contaminations from different companies. So we need to take and get people's water cleaned up now, and those dollars are going to be spent by the state. And the thing is, after a while, those dollars through litigation and that sort of thing, years down the road, will come back and replenish those dollars that are spent. So, you know, so it's important. And, you know, the part about limiting the Department of Natural Resources, I think in the legislation, they wanted to be able to take and go on to a person's property if they felt there was any kind of contamination at all, and start drilling test wells and things like that. And we said that, you know, we need to take and work on this chemical only and not be looking at every other one that may be there. And those operations that they would have engaged in would have been done without anybody's permission, without a landowner's permission. So I think we just didn't want to get into those situations. We want to just take and work on getting people clean water, get their wells done if they need to have a new well drilled, and get that done first, and we'll deal with some of the other things and some of the other chemicals later.
We're talking about the DNR and environmental policy with Republican State Representative Jeff Mirsaw of Crivitz. You can join in the conversation, call in with a question. You can share your views at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Mirsaw, about one in every three Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from private wells. Should financial assistance be available to property owners who rely on water from private wells?
And I believe they should be. Just, you know, the thing of it is in the light of them taking in that contamination going into their well or anything like that, with the respect that it wasn't their fault. Everybody is assured to have clean water, and you drill a well and you should be able to rely on that clean water coming out of that well. So if there's something that somebody does to take and inhibit your clean water, then we need to help with that.
Do you think is the DNR responding with enough urgency to water quality concerns in the state?
I believe they are. But the thing of it is, a lot of the stuff that has to go through the legislature, and sometimes that is a challenge because there's so many other concerns that are engaged in how you go about doing that. And it just you try to take and help get the legislation done by allowing everybody to have a little piece of the pie, so to speak. But in the end, sometimes there's a lot of people that are unhappy. And consequently, as everyone knows, when it gets to the Capitol and you get into the building and people are not happy with this or that or whatever, it changes a lot of views on how people are seeing the legislation that's in front of them.
So if legislation isn't moving fast enough due to gridlock in the state legislature, you know, and you have people like in Peshtigo who have been drinking bottled water for nearly 6 years. You just mentioned litigation with large companies could take years to play out. Why limit the DNR's power to order testing?
Because, and here's the thing, testing, we want to test and get this problem situation because that's the problem we have at hand. And that's the contamination that is in all the wells that are in the Peshtigo area. So it just, let's deal with this problem first and this situation and get that cleaned up and not go off on a different route and start testing for everything else that may be out there. Because there's a lot of different chemicals that could be, but we know that the contamination right now is the POFAs and POFSs. And that is the thing that is in people's wells, and that's what I am very concerned about.
stepping back more broadly here on this $125 million, and trying to understand your priorities here, do you think it is the testing for PFAS, or is it the mitigation, or is it, you know, trying to issue more and more grants to communities to fund their own priorities in PFAS? How do you rate or list your priorities on where this money should be spent?
My priorities have been and always will be with their drinking water, people's drinking water, whether it comes out of a municipal well, whether it comes out of their own private well. They need to have clean water to drink, and that is where the money should be spent, and not go off on, you know, different situations where there may be different chemicals that are there may be a situation with those. So my whole thing is the PFAS and the POFAs and POFSs that have been generated from the firefighting foam, particularly in my area, but across the state there's a number of different issues with different companies that had were producing different products and that have created this contamination. So clean water and getting the testing that the people need, because I hear all the time that folks with their wells are, you know, I've had to pay $500 or $600 to have a test done, and some people don't have those dollars to do that, and so they haven't done it. So testing, getting the testing done, and then if they have a problem, taking and helping them along to take and give them a grant to either put in a new well, put in a filtration system, or get them the clean water that they need.
Jeff Mirsa represents communities in the northeastern corner of our state, chairs the Assembly's Committee on Forestry, Parks, and Outdoor Recreation. As we discuss environmental and natural resource issues in Wisconsin, call in with a question. Share your views, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore tensions in setting environmental and wildlife policies in Wisconsin and get a view from Republican Representative Jeff Mirsa of Crivitz, who chairs the Assembly's Committee on Forestry, Parks, and Outdoor Recreation. Call in with a question. Share your perspective. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Jeff in Delafield. Jeff, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning. My comment has to do with appointment of the DNR secretary. And as a sportsman, a conservationist, I was disappointed years ago when that appointment authority was taken away from an independent body and put in the hands of the governor. And I know we've had various governors from both parties since that time. And despite complaints, no governor of either party has decided to right that wrong. And granted, we've had some very capable, well-intentioned DNR secretaries over the last number of years, but that could easily change, you know, as the governor's office changes. And I really wish we could go back to the way that was years ago. Thank you.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Representative Mirsa, the independence of the DNR. Go ahead.
So I guess I tend to probably agree with the gentleman that was just on, you know, about having an independent group and somebody that has a number of different people on it that cover the gamut of concerns with everything that the DNR does, from contaminations to, you know, hunting and everything else that's involved. And, you know, because you're right, you know, whatever governor it is, they could take and appoint somebody that may not be good for a lot of people in Wisconsin. And I think that would be a good idea to go back to that. Whether that ever happens or not, it seems that whoever's in charge isn't necessarily apt to do that, you know, down the road. But I do agree with the gentleman that was just on.
Looking at the Natural Resources Board for a moment, the state Senate rejecting confirmation of four of Governor Tony Evers' appointees, and the governor then made new appointments, and that board approved the Wolf Plan. Are you concerned about the amount of turnover on the Natural Resources Board?
Well, I'm concerned that there was a number of people that were on there that were really good people that were working very hard to do things that are important to everybody in the state, and they left because of probably because of concerns of the way things were going and the way things were brought up on the board. So, you know, the thing of it is, I think it's important that we get people that are in a neutral position, you know, whether whoever's picking, whether they agree with one side or the other. We need to have good people on there because the things that the Natural Resource Board does are important, and the decisions that they make are important. So you just, and I'm concerned with a lot of things that are coming up down the road here, CWD and things that are done with our deer farms, and you know, wake surfing. That's going to be another big topic that comes up. So there's a lot of decisions that are going to be made that are important, and we need to have good people there.
Isn't neutral position though? You know, is that lofty? Isn't that, you know, neutral in the eye of the beholder?
Well, I guess a person, maybe somebody with, I'll rephrase that, not necessarily neutral, but somebody has a good common sense on the way things should be done and the way that things should look in the end.
Let's take another call. Ron in Manitowoc. Ron, hi.
Oh, good morning. Thanks. I'm wondering what Representative Mercer's new proposals are to deal with the massive overpopulation of deer in the state and the very negative effects they have on forestry, agriculture, gardens, and the 16,000 vehicle collisions each year, managing them for recreational hunting or for Bambi lover just has not been advantageous for the state, and there has to be a massive reduction in the population.
Ron, yes, Ron, thank you for the call. Representative Mercer.
So, you know, we have the CDACs, the organizations that are citizen run around the state, and anybody can be at those meetings and voice their opinion. So it just, you know, and deer quotas, I think that, you know, for our deer quotas, we should take and not necessarily go by the groups that we have, but take it. There's been a proposal to look at countywide set of rules for that specific county, so that they take and they could split it into four quarters. Because what we see all the time is that deer quotas are set and it doesn't pertain to the whole county. The lower part of the county or one part of the county may have a lot of farm fields, may have a ton of deer. Northern areas with wooded areas don't have, but consequently, it ends up that the places where the quotas are set don't accommodate the amount of deer that are there. So I think we need to take a look at splitting it up a little bit different than we do right now and going countywide, and maybe cut that county into a half or cut that county into quarters to take and set our quotas for our deer population.
Talking about the DNR environmental and wildlife policies, Republican State Representative Jeff Mercer of Crivitz. You can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Representative, from deer to wolves, the Natural Resources Board approving a wolf management plan without a population goal. In previous plans had set a goal of 350 wolves. What do you make of the new management plan?
Well, the thing of it is, I think we have to have a population goal. And I know when we do the counting of the wolves, they count packs and packs only. And we know, and everybody will say the same thing, that the lone wolves, the wolves that get kicked out of the packs are probably the same amount of packs that we have. So our population, as we count them, and we don't count the ones that are lone wolves, that are single wolves that are outside the packs. So it ends up that those packs or those wolf population could be doubled from what we have. So it just, I think it's important that we take and do a proper count on the wolves and the wolf population and set a population goal accordingly. I mean, how can you have a management plan without a goal and a population goal?
How many wolves should the state allow to be hunted?
I can't say that for sure. You know, unless we count those the whole group of them. I think they said we're upwards of 1,000 wolves, but we could have almost twice that if they count all the wolves that are out there and count the lone wolves. So, I guess what what we need to do, and things won't happen until there ends up being some type of critical accident that happens when a wolf attacks somebody. And that could be coming, because I know there's people up in my area that when they go on their hikes and their walks, they carry guns with them, because they do see animals in the woods, like, you know, wolves walking around. So I think it's something that we need to take and manage. And I don't know what exactly that population goal should be. People that are smarter than me should make that goal, but we need to take and have those people set a goal, not just a management plan without a goal.
Let's go to Tom in Fitchburg. Tom, hi.
Well, hi. I have to thank the representative, because I think that this is a step in the right direction, that people are working together across the aisle. You know, a couple of years ago, there was an environmental rally at the Capitol.
You're
cutting me off.
So, Tom is wondering, what do you think are the biggest bipartisan issues that Democrats and Republicans can come together on with the environment?
You know, I think clean water. I mean, that's number one. Everybody wants clean water. Everybody wants clean air. And in those situations, I think those are important to everybody. How we reach those goals may be a little bit of a challenge. But and my whole thing in the legislature is, you know, we aren't going to get a big something done. We need to work at it a little bit at a time, and kind of take baby steps when we do things, because that's how we get things done, because people can agree on smaller steps and not taking a large step when you do something. So I think that the things that are important, most important to me, are clean water, clean air, and making sure that people have those, and don't have to worry about that when they go to their faucet or they go out to breathe air.
Representative Mirsa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having me this morning.
Republican State Representative Jeff Mirsa of Crivitz, Chair of the Assembly's Committee on Forestry, Parks, and Outdoor Recreation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.